This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast Episode 32. It's in the blood.
Best
girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is episode 32 of our podcast. Yay!
Wow. Yay!
Another one added to the list of many.
Yes.
Yay,
yes,
no age yes, jokes.
Yes. Nope, not today.
I'm proud of you. You both get gold stars.
I don't want a gold star. I want a black star.
Yeah!
I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm in one of those
black stars.
They do.
Oh yeah.
And like the are they still as shiny as the gold ones?
Yeah, because they're the
shiny. Yeah, they're black. Yeah.
Black is shiny. Black is beautiful, baby. Gonna give you a little bit of the business. You gotta keep hitting us up on the website www.electricsisterhood.com or esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. Shorter name gets you to the same place on the web. You can check out our reviews, previews of products. Grab our podcast, buy a t-shirt, look at our gift guide. We got so much stuff going on the website, you'd be crazy not to hit it up and take advantage. Like,
I take
literally.
Advantage all the time.
You liar.
Do you really want them taking advantage of us?
Of course I do. I like
God,
them taking
no!
advantage of. Don't throw me in that briar patch.
God.
Caffeine is good. Oh, speaking of caffeine, guess what I did? Yes, yes.
Did you get the cocaine?
I did. I ordered it online, dude.
Oh, ugh. Props to Panda. I figured it out.
Drinkcocaine.com. Woohoo! Yeah, you think I'm bad on the Mountain Dew? Wait till that crap comes in.
Oh, God. You're not allowed to drink that when we're going to do a podcast. We'll never get it done.
Try and stop me.
I don't know. She drank, what, 3 Mountain Dews before we started?
I don't know how many she drank.
3.
Damn.
Es un Mountain Dew dos tres.
So she's off her rocker right now.
Oh.
Oh, mother.
I'm literally holding on to the rocker with, you know, like, you know, the skin of my fingertips. I'm almost about to fall off. In any case, to finish up the business, I do have to announce this week's Candy Bitch.
Who is it?
It's actually Double Candy Bitch Day.
Yay!
In a way to help celebrate for Christmas. I didn't see the kind of activity that I wanted to see on the website this week. I know you guys are finishing up finals and traveling home and stuff like that, but if we had had a lot of posting, I was actually going to surprise everyone and give away my PSP this week, so that's not happening.
Too bad. So sad.
Oh, see, that's why you have to comment. So, hopefully, on one of our more busier weeks, I'll have enough viable entries that I can, you know, just surprise somebody and be like, you ain't get candy, you get a PSP, bitch! But today, we got candy bitches. So our first candy bitch is Mike Costa. You got candy, bitch!
Congratulations.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
That's nice.
Yeah. Service mark ESH. Bing. Don't use it. Our other candy bitch is actually Tuki.
Tuki.
She hasn't won anything since her shirt, has she?
Yeah, and that's
our fault.
Yeah, my bad. In my little thing that I used to help me choose the candy bitch, I accidentally took her name out of it when I gave her the shirt, and so that was my bad. because she wasn't in the list of people that could have been picked. So, yeah. My bad. You got candy, Tuki.
Finally.
Yay!
I still haven't gotten mine, Ninja.
You know what? Suck a duck. It's coming, all right? Okay?
All right.
Like, you know what I've been doing. You know the hustle I've been running. You know. I still am trying to, like, get things ready for CES. Because, as you know, Evermore and I are going to CES, which is, like, literally 2 weeks away. So I've been, like, inundated by people that want to, like, feed me liquor and then have me look at their products. So I go, oh, my God, that's the awesomest thing ever.
It's shiny. And that's a mechanical pencil.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, look at that lead. Holy crap, it's long. That's, like, it goes on forever.
It's eternal.
The eternal goal. Did I just say eternical?
Eternical.
I think I just did say eternical.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm kind of glad that this is not a video cast, because at this point I'd have to put like a rolling like marquee of Ninja Sister has ingested about three things of Mountain Dew. Please do not pay any attention to anything that she may or may not say.
Please be advised that we cannot be held accountable for the things that are about to roll out of her mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have to do that. I'm really interested in seeing what happens when I get some of that cocaine stuff to drink.
Oh, God.
God, then we're going to need an honest-to-goodness warning label.
Yeah.
It's like, consume ESH at your own risk.
Really?
Yeah.
This podcast may contain high levels of nonsense, tangents, crazy and or wackiness.
Yes.
Funny odors. Honey, odors, what? All right, so anyway, that's all the business that I have right now. Keep hitting us up on the website and commenting on things. I am going to be giving away some t-shirts. I just have a need to give away some t-shirts. It's been a while since we've done it, and you're just going to have to participate. Hit us up using our hit us up link on the website, fill out the form, comment on things. You could get a free t-shirt. Who doesn't like free t-shirts, people?
If you're running around naked, it gives you a free wardrobe.
Exactly.
7 days if you're that kind of person.
Yep. Avoid criminal charges. Get one of our t-shirts.
Yes! I love that. That's fantastic.
Okay, so, can I do my business?
Yeah, do your business now.
My business?
Do your business.
None of your business. When did I use that joke? It was last week. My email address.
Why don't you just tell us your business, Magic?
Okay, my business. Okay, as everyone knows, I started my Magic Manga Mania
giveaway
last week.
You named it, not me.
Ah, yes.
I would have just called it good.
Like that song.
What song?
I
know exactly
the one where the one by Crash Test Dummies. Yeah, the one
is that
on,
the one with the girl with the purple dots?
I don't know. I never saw
the one that starts.
Video.
No. It's the one that starts. Once this was this kid.
Yes, yeah. Because it's also purple polka dots all over her.
Really?
I never saw it. I believe you.
Yeah. But it's the one where on the I Love the 80s show, Ian Black. Was it Ian Black?
I love
somebody
that.
Like that.
He does that. Yeah, he does that.
No, he said, what a great name. I mean, you can see it. People at the concert screaming, I want to hear it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But anyway. So, Tuki and Amberjack were actually the only people who were eligible for it that posted. So, we're going to have to throw Peach Girl back on the pile of manga and start a new one. It'll come back later, I promise. I'm still going to give it away at some point. But we're not actually going to have a giveaway for the manga this week.
Okay.
Because people didn't post.
Just didn't have enough people posting. Well, you know, it's getting close to Christmas. Everybody's traveling and, reading stuff and moving on. Understood, people. We know it's a busy time of year, but come back and hit up the mania. Be part of it.
Yep. So I'm starting up a new one this week, and you go check out the site, and you can post, answer my question, and maybe you can win.
Yay!
And that's my business.
Well, we're going to switch it up a little bit this week. I'm actually going to go first, and not Panda.
That's okay, I don't care.
Yeah, sure you do. So
I don't care.
Anyway, I'm going to talk about the PS3 because I've actually been able to spend some really good hands-on time with it now, and finally got my HDMI cable for it and got my internet account set up and everything, so I've been actually able to use the machine to what Sony has decreed as the optimal connection performance thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually watched a Blu-ray movie.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And a regular standard definition DVD movie on it. Tried to play an old school PS2 game on it, and have played two PS3.
That doesn't sound promising.
Yeah, and played two PS3 games on it, and so I can now with confidence speak about it and not, you know that I'm coming off as like a hater. But, because hate's a strong word. But,
I would say strongly dislike.
I am not impressed.
Then so can I have it?
Fuck no! But thanks for asking!
Nice try.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a few times. Oh, you don't like it? Can I have it? Why do you want it? Because you don't like it. All right, anyway. That's another podcast. As far as the standard definition movies and a Blu-ray movie, if you're not connecting the system using an HDMI cable, you're not going to see a difference. Not at all. And once I actually did hook up the HDMI cable, you immediately do see, you know, better graphics. Once you get it selected.
What kind of a TV are you using this on, though?
A really sweet one.
I have a 42-inch. Don't be hating! I have a 42-inch LCD TV made by Syntax called the Olivia. I absolutely love this TV, and I recommend it for people if you're looking to pick up, you know, something that's moderately priced for an LCD TV. You can get one of these now for probably around $1,400. It has two HDMI imports, two component imports, two S-Video imports. It also has inputs for a computer, so you can actually use it as a monitor for your computer. Why anybody would need a 42-inch monitor for their computer, I don't know. But it has the ports to do it. And the great thing that I loved about this company is that they included an HDMI cable in the box with the TV, as well as a standard set of cables to hook it up. A great remote and a great guide to step you through how to set the TV up properly. And it also does very nice split screen from two different inputs. So I can actually have the screen up for my PlayStation 3 and then on the other half of the screen have my Wii running. So it, you know, it's a hell of a TV. I'm very happy with it. But even on a standard definition TV, you would see a minimal difference in video. I noticed it because I was looking for it. For most people, you won't see a difference. So that's the first thing. The movie that I watched was Talladega Nights.
Is that a good...
Actually...
No.
Oh my god.
It's just promos for like food and stuff like Fig Newtons and Wonder Bread. And
dude, it's...
For Playgirl magazine.
Well, because, you know, it's supposed to be about NASCAR, which is just, you know, running advertisements for all the companies plastered all over the cars.
Over everything.
You know, and the people.
They're not only all over the cars, they're all over the people,
yeah,
too.
That's what I was about to say. All over the cars, all over the people, and then all over the thing. So the reason why they were showing you the ads in between different scenes was because that's what, like, watching NASCAR on TV is like.
Like.
Yeah. And so that's why it was funny. Sacha Baron Cohen basically plays the villain to Will Ferrell's Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, it's just the fucking awesome name ever for a racer.
Well, it works, because a lot of them have funny names.
Well, yeah. Okay, so, I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen plays this homosexual character, and his
partner... He's like French.
Yeah, that's
French.
Is
he the one with a terrible French accent?
Yes. It's awful. And his partner is Andy Richter. So how do you not get any better than that?
Yeah, really.
It's just
It's good. It's funny.
It's funny. And so, but one of the reasons why I was really glad that was the movie is because there's a few car crashes in it, so there are explosions, and nothing shows detail better
than explosions.
Than explosions. Yeah. Especially when
explosions! Sorry.
I know. I wish I had like a little sound effects machine so I go.
You can do. Oh wait, you can't do it.
No, I can do it. So anyway,
I can do it.
You can do it all night long.
My people, my people. So anyway, I'm watching the explosions first in standard definition and on the high definition, and yeah, there's a difference. But as I was thinking about it, I realized that, you know, Blu-ray movies don't look any better than the HD movies that I'm currently getting through my cable. The only difference between the Blu-ray movie and the HD that I'm getting on my cable is that occasionally I get some pixelation on my cable because it's having a hard time keeping all the throughput coming in. But otherwise, the quality is the same. So Blu-ray is really, for most people, isn't going to be a quality of picture that they haven't already seen somewhere. So yeah. It's not going to be as impressive as Sony would like people to think it would be.
Well, isn't that because it's all the same generation?
No, Blu-ray is supposed to be ahead of it.
Really?
In the future.
Yeah, because Blu-ray actually, the discs themselves hold more data than HD DVD. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, it should be a much better and much defined picture from the things
should
that
be.
I've read.
Emphasis on the should be.
Yeah.
But, well, there's only, see, this is the part I don't get. How far can they go with the high def, you know, high resolution stuff? Because at some point, the human eye, it's not going to go any farther.
Well, and I think that they're coming up on that wall, because really, you know, right now the top end system that you can get is like a 7.1 system. Mm-hmm. Who the hell needs 7.1? Seriously.
Me.
All right, so now I need 2 subwoofer channels in addition to front and rear speakers? Really? I really need 2 woofers? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and once all this high resolution stuff becomes standard and everything, people, you know, if you watch too much, TV, you'll ruin your eyes. That's probably going to end up being very true.
Well, my eyes are already shot.
And, you know, what I think is also going to happen is that you're going to have the same thing that happened with CD audio versus vinyl. You're going to have a whole lot of people that really wish that they still had their old TV sets because things look warmer. Everything is very crisp in HD, which when you're watching a sporting event or anything that's happening in, you know, very lush areas like in the jungle or, you know, watching oceans and things like that, having that very crisp image is great. But when you're looking at people, let me tell you, people in high definition are scary looking.
Do they look like CG or something?
No, they just look nasty and old. Like, I don't want to say nasty
and old.
Oh,
it brings out every, like, wrinkle and bump.
You see every wrinkle, every pockmark on their face, all the stuff that makeup used to hide in standard definition is not hidden anymore. And so then you start looking at people going, oh my god, wow, you really are getting old.
Yeah.
And that starts taking away, because it's so crisp and pristine, which, you know, is great for a lot of things, but for some things it's not. I'm hoping that on the gaming side of things that it will actually get better. Right now the PS3 is mostly disappointing for me because there's really just nothing new on the system. The couple of games that I've played really don't do much with 6-axis, to be honest with you, and so I haven't really been able to experience their sensor thing because I don't have anything that really takes advantage of it. Whereas with the Wii, you jump right in and you're moving and grooving and shaking and baking. So
that was the big hesitation for the PS3, that there isn't anything that can take advantage of the technology yet.
Mm-mm. And I think that once developers actually get the time to actually develop some things with 6-axis in mind and with what the PS3 actually has to offer as far as computing power and graphics power, that you'll actually start seeing some interesting and entertaining games. My fear is that you're going to see those games first come out on the Wii or the 360 format.
Yeah.
Because the big rumor that's going around is that Devil May Cry 4 is not a Sony exclusive.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and Sorry. So, you know, now you start, you know, throwing in the ability that, holy crap, Devil May Cry on the 360 might actually have a multiplayer online component.
No.
Okay.
Shut up.
So how would you like
Shut
to do
up.
That?
Yeah, that used to be the big decision maker. People used to decide which system to buy because of what games they could play on that system. And if it becomes standardized that everything can be played on everything.
Well, they started doing that, like, with Silent Hill 2. It originally came out in the PS2, but, like, a while ago I saw that they made a version for the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that with certain titles.
Well, and Ubisoft has now come out and has put more of its eggs, I guess I should say, in other platforms' baskets. Most prevalently the Wii, because they can do some very interesting and new things, but also the 360. And, you know, Will Wright has said that the Spore game is not going to be a 360 exclusive. It will be on all of the systems. So I think that you're going to start seeing less and less of exclusivity thing, which, you know, puts the kibosh on the killer app. If every game's available on every platform, it'll yeah. come back down to being, well, damn, who really has the best platform?
Yep.
And depending upon where you fall in the casual gamer, mid-level gamer, and, you know, hardcore gamer.
Like, I'll quit college to game gamer.
You know, exactly.
I never went into college. I was too busy gaming.
Like, I'm so glad I quit college to play WoW all day. That
wow.
kind of gamer.
Wow. Wow.
The funny thing is you can tell that Panda's actually considered this lifestyle.
Oh, I know. I'm like,
I have not.
Magic. I am like this close to calling Oprah and be like, look, my sister has this addiction to this thing and it's ruining the family. She will like cancel out of doing things with people because she has to run an instance.
Yep.
And then I'll get the letter back from Oprah. What is an instance? What is going on and how can we help?
You're a bitch.
Explain this ZG to me.
How does it make you feel?
And then there'll be a show. Warcraft. Your kids could be doing it right now and you don't even know. And you know once Oprah comes out and says something bad, people will be like light torches it, to install
up in
games.
Arms. Blizzard you would know, like become
Blizzard
bankrupt.
Will have to like go to like the Cayman Islands or someplace in order to make
it least, at the very least build a moat.
You know? Yeah. Alright.
That's not cool. Let's not get Oprah into this.
Oh, I'll do it. I will call the big O. We're like, oh! Because, you know, I got Oprah on the, you know, speed dial.
Yeah. So
like
do I.
This.
Next to Dr. Phil and Gail.
We're just like this. So you have Dr. Phil in between Gail and Oprah?
Yeah, I'd make
See,
it an
I have
Oreo.
Gail and Oprah, like, right next to each other.
Oh. No.
Not like I'm trying to insinuate anything. Anyway, that's my thing, is that I'm disappointed in it. I think that it has potential of being a very great machine. My biggest disappointment has come actually in the interface. Originally, I thought using the PSP interface, the XBR, the cross-media bar, would be a great idea. And for main menu stuff, it is. Unfortunately, as far as input goes, they didn't actually change anything, so it uses the keypad multi-tap thing. From the PSP, which I don't know how familiar you are with using my PSP Panda or Magic, but the PSP.
No, I have the DS.
Okay, well the PSP.
I've played your PSP before.
Right. Okay, so you remember when you had to put in text, it would bring up this what looked like a number pad, and they had multiple letters on each one, and as you started
yeah.
typing, it went from lowercase to uppercase, and then finally the number that was associated to that pad. They use that same thing for input. On the PS3, which doesn't
Are
make
you
sense
serious?
To me. Yeah, that part didn't make sense to me because I'm like, you're hooking it up to a TV. Why wouldn't you use a keyboard, a QWERTY keyboard on screen? Xbox Live does, and it's much easier to get around. And so when you have to put in your email address, if you have a very long email address, it's a pain in the ass because if you miss the letter, you have to multi-tap to go back around to get
oh,
back to the letter.
Gay.
You can't just come back to it. So I'm like, this is such a pain.
That's lame.
Yeah, and so that was my biggest thing. I hope that they do an update to the machine very soon that will change that and give you the option of using a QWERTY keyboard versus the multi-tap function. I mean, you can plug in a USB keyboard, but what's the whole point of having a wireless, you know, controller if I've got to walk up to the machine to plug in a keyboard to set up my account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't they have wireless keyboards, too?
Yeah, but now you're talking, okay, I've got to get a Bluetooth adapter, because it only has USB on the front, So you have to get a dongle and a keyboard that comes with that. Most of those aren't rechargeable, which means you got to put batteries in this damn keyboard now. So why spend $100 for a keyboard and adapter just to set up an account on your Xbox? Yeah. On your PlayStation 3 that you spent either $500 or $600 on already.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that does suck.
I'm gonna have to say that as far as the PS3 is right now, in all honesty, and this is not me hating on Sony, because I'm really, really hoping that developers start pulling this thing out of the fire for them within the next 6 months. And I think it's going to take about that before developers really know what they have on their hands and what the damn thing can do. But until then, for right now, I'm going to have to rate the PS3, the $500 configuration, a 2.5.
No, harsh.
It has potential, but it falls really short.
Well, that's the whole reason why I didn't get into the whole hype when it first came out. I'm not interested in using it until it can be used the way it should be, you know?
I mean, shouldn't hype it to be used in a certain way, and then you get it, and it's not ready yet.
Exactly. How can you build in a PlayStation 2 to it and have it not be backwards compatible with all PlayStation 2 games?
Oh, yeah, you never said. How did that work? How did the PlayStation 2 work on it?
The PlayStation 2 part actually did not work.
At all?
With the game that I tried, which was Tekken 3, it wouldn't load it.
Did you have any PlayStation 1 games you tried?
I haven't actually tried a PlayStation 1 game because I was very, very afraid that since it wouldn't run my PlayStation 2 game, there was no way in hell it would run my PlayStation 1 game, because I do have my original Tekken disc.
It would be kind of awkward if it did run your PS1 but not your PS2 game.
Yeah, that I'd be like, what the hell?
That would be weird.
So that's something I will try, actually. I'll try and get around to it actually this weekend, because now I'm curious as to, you know, if it's backwards compatible at all. Evidently, there are some games that, yeah, it works with no problems, but man, on the ones that it doesn't, it's really a shame, because it should be. It should be backwards compatible. So that's all I have. I'm going to take this mic of 1,000 truths that just looks like a mic.
I
won't be wee fanatical this episode. And I'm going to pass this mic to Magic Mystic Girl. What you got for the people, Magic?
I am going to talk about blood types, which sounds really weird as I say.
Yeah, it does.
As I talk, you'll understand why.
Because this isn't the podcast for the New England Medical Journal.
No, we're not announcing a blood drive, because we can't suck your blood out through the internet.
Dude, the internet sucks my blood! That'd be awesome.
That'd be really creepy, though, too, because then hackers could get in and suck your blood.
That'd be a good headline for, like, an Inquirer.
Dude.
It's like, my Mac is a vampire.
That'd be awesome. You'd come home and, you know, be like, Mom, I don't feel so good. And she'd be like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I was on the internet, and I was searching this thing on YouTube, and I kept watching these videos, and it just kept taking my blood, and I feel faint.
Our mom would be like, what's YouTube?
Yeah, that's true. She's like, what the hell is this use-a-tube?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
All Jar Jar on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love her accent. Oh my god, Mom's accent is awesome. and the more pissed off she gets, the more it comes out.
Yeah. I've only exchanged like 2 or 3 words. It was like, hi. And then she went in the house. So yeah. That's like all of it.
No.
All
and then when you left,
mom,
she was like, what was she doing here?
What did you think? I was like a Jehovah's Witness or something?
No, she knows who you are. But she's like, what was she doing here? I'm like, she's dropping off. Stop, Mom. I'm sorry.
Wait, I can't even stand outside your house? She won't let me come
she's,
in.
She's
but
very
she won't let me stand outside either.
No, it's all right. But she
you
just
have
likes to know.
Understand that in our family, it's very matriarchal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
She wears the daddy pants. she wears all the pants.
Well, that would explain why you never have pants on.
Oh,
that was a good one.
That was good. So, anyway, Magic, you're talking about blood types.
I am. Well, I realized after watching a few things, it just kind of accumulated in my head that blood types come up all the time in animes.
Yep.
Like, Panda, you watched Ouran High School Host Club with me, actually.
Yep.
We did it at the same time.
Yeah.
You remember when Honey's taking a nap? And yep. Hurry's gonna, she goes over there and she's gonna wake him up. And the entire club freaks out and they're like, oh my god, no, don't. He's terrifying when he wakes up. And then they tell her the story about the international incident between Japan and the US.
Yep.
When he was at the US base and a soldier woke him up and he caused the bunny-shaped mushroom cloud and two platoons of Green Berets, like, were wiped out reduced. Instantly.
Yeah.
Wow. When they woke him up.
And, like, and that didn't seem to phase her at all, though.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't think so, guys. Whatever. And then they're like, and then they convince her when they say, but his blood type's AB. It's the same as Kyoya. Which, if you read my post on the guise of Auron, you'll see mm-hmm. that Kyoya is like a slimy Shadow King type. Right. So this cute little shoujo
Lolita type
shonen boy, yeah, is got the same blood type, and they're like, oh god, you know, and they're all instantly like convinced and terrified of him. More recently, I was watching Gravitation, which has another really good example. In the episode where Bad Luck is on the game show.
Mm-hmm.
You know how
the
quiz show. Shuichi's on the treadmill because he's got to run to light up his little buzzer thing. And the very last question is about some famous author, and he's nominated for an award. And then Shuichi just totally perks up, starts running like crazy, and like listing off all of Yuki's
like traits,
stats.
Yeah,
and one of the vital stats is that funny things like Panda, you watch it more than I do. What does he say?
He's all like, it's like, and he looks like an angel when he's sleeping, and he has AB blood. It's Ariyuki, he wins it.
Yeah. So really one of the stats is that he's got AB blood, and mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even know my blood type, and Shuichi knows Ariyuki's blood type. So you know, there's gotta be some like Japanese cultural like blood fetish or something going on.
No, but you notice in a lot of animes, you know, like girls will be like, oh my god, he has like type B blood just like me. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so and,
there are even other things where, like, when they're doing the introduction of the character, it lists, like, their name or their blood type. Even in video games, like, some of the ones that are Japanese ports, in their profile for the character, it has, like, not only where they're from in their background, but, like, what their blood type is and how much they weigh, and you're like, why the fuck
They always do it, and I think, in KM, with weight and height, or whichever mm-hmm. one it's for.
A lot of anime and manga authors mention their characters' blood types, as well as fit the characters' blood types to their personality. So, in Japan, it's popularly believed that your blood type will explain your interests, it'll explain your personality, your character, you know, how you interact with other people, the same way that astrology does here in the West.
Oh my god! Are you going to tell us, like, what each one, like, supposedly means? I'm so excited. I want to know what B positive means.
Yeah, but I'm waiting till the very end for that, because that way you'll listen to the rest of what I have to say.
Yeah, good luck getting her to listen.
Oh, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. You're a bitch.
So a bunch of the websites I saw said, you know, popularly believed, which I don't know how much I trust that, because it's popularly believed here in the U.S. that horoscopes will tell you the same information.
Right.
And I know people who get their daily horoscope and, like, organize their lives around that.
I used to do that.
And I know a couple, a very happy married couple, that their signs say that they are the worst possible match on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still very happy together, you know? So it's like, I don't know how much popularly believed really means. Because I've never been there, I don't know.
Right.
But, I found this information, this is really interesting. You can buy blood type chewing gum, soft drinks, calendars, and even blood type condoms. The condoms are the same, but they're different instructions on how to approach the encounter, the sexual encounter.
What?
Whoa.
So instead of it being like, you know, bang that, it's all like, talk to her.
Yes.
Engage her. Then
yes.
Do her.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Wow.
That's funny.
Isn't that wacky?
That's funny. All right.
Okay. So, a little bit of history. Not much, because I'm not the history buff. In 1901, blood types were first, like, discovered, basically.
Okay.
I got 1901. That was such a great year.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the Nazis used them after that to prove that, that Aryans, the Germans, who actually usually have A and O, were much better than the Jewish and Asian people who usually have B.
I have
to. So, you know, not the greatest of histories here. And then no. In the 30s, people realized, okay, superiority, can't talk, by blood typing was totally based on pseudoscience. You know, it was totally fake crap science. So the fad cooled out. But then in the 1971, Masahiko Nomi, who was a best-selling author, had a best-selling book, Understanding Affinity by Blood Type. And since then, he published a bunch of books, and his son published a bunch of books on the topic. So it's very, very popular again.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so there have been studies, because at any time there's a popular concept, they do studies on it. And it's, you know, been disproved again and again. But actually, some of the studies do show that your blood type can give you a variation in hormones and enzymes, which are actually associated with personality changes, as any woman on a monthly basis could tell you.
No.
Yeah, no.
Really? Yeah.
That's so, another podcast, ladies.
Yes. So you see it everywhere. You know, Final Fantasy VIII, the manual lists blood type with their vital stats, with how tall they are and, you know, whatever. Some even, there were a few Gun Griffin, Tekken, and Princess Maker allow you to select blood type when in the character creation mode.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
No, because
you said you had the original Tekken.
I don't remember actually being able to select the blood type.
No. Well, so they've got personality descriptions for A, B, AB, and O.
Okay.
But not Rh negative, because it's extremely rare at less than 1% of the population. So if you're Rh negative, I'm sorry, I can't tell you what your personality is. You'll have to figure that out.
You'll have to figure it out on your own.
All right, so do you guys know your blood types? Because I'll start with
those. I know mine. I know
mine.
Okay,
what is it?
I'm B positive.
Okay, see, the positive negative doesn't matter, because that would just make it way too complicated.
B. All right,
you are, let's see, your personality type is the hunter. No, they have names, I swear.
Oh, cool.
I'm making this up. Your best traits are that you're creative and passionate, animal-loving, optimistic, and flexible, and you're an individualist. Your worst traits are that you're forgetful, irresponsible, and self-centered. You want to know who else has your blood type?
Yeah.
Hikaru and Kaoru from Owlrun. Faye Valentine from Bebop.
Oh my god.
Sid and Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. Noriko and Miyaka from Fushigi Yugi.
Garth.
And Washu from Tenchi.
Oh my god.
So you're like, you have the same personality type as all of them.
I like Noriko from Fushigi Yugi. He was my favorite.
He's awesome. He's she. That's totally a spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen Fushigi Yugi.
Yeah.
It came out like 10 years ago. So
that
if
would
you
be
haven't
people
seen it,
like,
you're probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, that would be people like me, because, you know, my lazy ass sister just hasn't, like, sent it to me.
What?
Fushigi Yugi?
It's on VHS. Do you have a VCR?
I've got it on DVD if you want to borrow it from me.
Thank you. I'm not sure, because I've been told conflicting things about my blood type. I believe that I'm AB.
You believe?
I believe.
Actually.
Okay, well, actually, that's kind of cool, because that's the same as Yuki and Kaoru, not Kaoru, Kyoya and Honey, which means you're like an anarchist.
Yes.
No, the official is that you're individual and thus kind of break from tradition. All right, so here we go. You're the humanist. Your best traits are that you're cool, controlled, rational, introverted, and empathetic. But your worst traits are that you're aloof, critical, indecisive, and unforgiving. And you are like Kyoya and Honey from Owlrun, Ed from Cowboy Bebop, Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, Yui from Fushigi Yugi, Anthy from Revolutionary Girl Utena, Kenshin,
oh,
and Laura Croft.
Oh.
Nice.
That's
isn't that nice? See, I wish I knew, because then I could be like, oh yeah, that's me. You know, these people are like me, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. Fucking A!
I'll have to, you know, go ask my doctor what my blood type is.
Yeah, don't be like me. Don't ask your mom, because she'll tell you one thing one year and another thing the other.
Yeah, because it's probably a good thing to know, too.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Did you just say mom lies?
Yes.
Everybody lies.
Yeah, but she does it in spite.
All right,
Mommy,
so,
I love you.
Wait, our mom doesn't lie. She tells fiblets.
Fiblets? Yeah, fiblets.
Baby fibs?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what awesome. She'll say. She'll say, I don't lie, I just tell little fiblets.
Fiblets, my
black
ass.
You gotta add that to the glossary. Because we haven't updated the glossary in a while.
I haven't got any new terms to update the glossary.
I haven't learned any new terms.
So yeah, add fiblets. There you go.
Fiblets shall now be added to our glossary of terms. That's ESH, improving your vocabulary so you don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Anyways, so there are two more. Do you want to hear them, or are you just going to keep talking?
No, I want to hear more.
Go ahead, shut me up. I dare you. No, really, I do want to hear more.
All right, so there's A, mm-hmm. which is the farmer. The best traits, conservative, introverted, reserved, patient, punctual, and perfectionist. Worst traits, obsessive, stubborn, self-conscious, and uptight. So this is Tamaki from Ouran, Sakura from Cardcaptor Sakura, Jet from Cowboy Bebop, and Yuffie and Vincent from Final Fantasy VII.
Yuffie! Is it great Yuffie? Ninja Yuffie?
You said Yuffie.
I always say Yuffie.
Yeah, you did say Yuffie, it's Yuffie.
It's Yuffie.
If you watch Kingdom Hearts, like if you play the game and you run into Yuffie, she's like, I'm the great ninja Yuffie. It's Yuffie.
Yuffie. Okay.
Yuffie.
Well, I was wrong. Well, you know I'm terrible at pronouncing things.
It's okay.
This podcast how many times, and I screw up like at least once a time?
We're only telling you so that you won't screw up from here on out.
All right, yeah. All right. Yuffie. All right.
Yuffie.
So, and then there's O, which is the warrior. The best traits, ambitious, athletic, robust, and self-confident, natural leaders. Worst traits, arrogant, vain, and insensitive, ruthless. So this is Haruhi and Mori from Ouran. Vash the Stampede, Spike Spiegel, Eris and Barrett from Final Fantasy VII, Tamahome from Fushigi Yugi, and Sailor Moon.
Okay, wait, you know what's awesome about that?
What?
Mom's blood type is O.
My brother's blood type is O. See, I know my brother's blood type, and I don't know my own.
So, you've called my mother ruthless.
She is.
I did. I called your mother ruthless. I also called her vain and insensitive. But if I had to guess my personality type, my blood type from my personality, rather than the other way around, I'd say I was probably a type B, like Panda.
Mmm.
I'm definitely creative and passionate and animal loving and optimistic and flexible, and I'm an individual, but I'm also very forgetful and irresponsible and self-centered.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm glad that you felt like sharing that with us and that you felt comfortable enough to do it.
So we didn't tell them. We forgot in the business to tell them that although we said this week was going to be the All About Us episode, that we're going to actually do it next week.
Yeah.
So we weren't lying. We weren't lying to you when we were saying that we were going to do it.
I was actually going to do that in the ending business part, but you know, whatever.
See, this is what's cool about us. We're like psychic. Panda and I say stuff before you're going to say it.
I know.
Yep. That's what's cool about us.
Next on ESH, spoon bending.
You would bend to my will.
Well, actually, there is
totally
a spoon,
do that because like we would do the audio part and we'd be like, all right, now bend that spoon. And we'd always just find like a movie clip of like a spoon bending.
Did you say a boon spending? Please tell me that you just said a boon spending.
I did.
She did, in fact, boon spending.
Yes.
Which is not quite as cool as pake. So
yeah,
I know.
Oh God, get over it. No, all right, that would can I have the mic now?
No, hold on. That would be so frustrating to listen to, though, because we'd be like, all right, I'm going to bend this spoon, and then you hear, like, some weird sound effect, and then the three of us are going to be like, oh my god, that's so cool, and nobody else is going to be able to see it.
And that's why you make it a video podcast, and then you show a spoon.
Yes! That's awesome!
Maybe we should add that to the glossary,
too. That's going in the glossary. Boom.
I hate you guys. I fucking hate you guys. It's give me the mic. It's hate in a good way. Give me the damn mic.
All right, you can have the damn mic. Here.
Thank you. All right. All right. I can come down from this now.
I love how she's gonna start screwing up her language, and then we give her the mic. It's like, oh, you can't talk here.
I know. Anyway, I'm gonna be talking about his and her circumstances. It is a manga and also an anime. I came across it at
It's an older one, isn't it?
It's old. It's been around for a while.
It's got that fuzzy cell animation thing going on with the stuff you see with the older anime.
Can I speak?
Can I finish?
Just because you have the mic doesn't mean I'm going to let you talk.
I know. Anyway, I came across it at my anime club last year, and
I was there last year, and I don't remember it.
Wait, in the first few we watched. I think it
first
was before
few meetings.
You came in.
Because mm-hmm. I got there halfway through the fall semester.
Yeah, and by the time I think you got there, we stopped watching it. Because I liked it, and like two other people liked it, but everyone else was like, Bleach! Bleach! Bleach!
Okay,
and
well, Bleach, yeah, totally. Like, I mean, if it was Karikeno and Bleach, I'd totally go for Bleach.
Well, anyway, like, we all got hit with the Bleach stick, so everyone was like, shitting
wait,
out Bleach.
Wait.
Bleach stick. Don't you mean Zanpakuto?
I totally but, heard another thing there.
Bleach stick, not dick.
Sorry.
You thick bitch. Anyway, getting back to the point. You know, you
see, this is the misery of going last.
Yeah,
puts up with all the time.
I know. So
welcome to my world.
Which is why the second she said she was going first, I was like, I'm still going second. I don't care what you say.
Can I finish, ladies?
Yeah. I'm
Can
done.
I? Can I go? Can
shit.
I go now?
I didn't say anything.
All right. Okay. So you get your main character, you know, and she's a girl, and her name is Yukino Miyazawa. You know, and she's that popular girl at school. She always looks really nice. You know, she's actually, you know, she's really popular. She's active in a lot of different things. You know, and everyone just doesn't know how to approach her. You know, and she gives off this air like she's hot shit, and she kind of is in this school.
Okay.
She gets top grades, she helps everybody out, you know, but she's putting on airs. It's not who she really is.
Okay.
Because she goes home, and she's a slob in, like, a leisure suit, like, cramming, like, all day. Like, she doesn't really have much of a social life because she wants to be that top person. She wants to be the center of everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, she has to sacrifice, you know, any other real characteristics of having a life.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she makes
study,
it,
like, 24/7.
Yeah, she does. She goes home, she vegs out, and she, like, either sits on a couch and, like studies, you know, and she's got two little sisters who like to annoy her all the time, you know, and they kind of have this weird theater, like personality, because they're always acting out things, and they're all like, our sister is so great, you know, and they, like, act out, it's like, I'm going to be the best, you know, and they're always, like, mimicking her, and she's all like, stop it, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, mimicking in the irritating way, not the
yeah.
other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see her, and she, you know, and she's at school, and she's in her presence, and there's another person who's got high grades and is very popular in this school, and his name is Arima, and he's
Arima.
This handsome boy, Arima, and he's a boy, and he's handsome, and, you know, he's just as liked as she is, and she can't stand him. She's so irked, and she has all these plans about how she's going to ruin him so that she can be top dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like, man, I hate that Arima. He's always, like, one step ahead of me, and she has all this mental, like, conflicts, and her two sisters at home are always like, you're in love. You know, she's like, I do not love him. No. And, you know, and you kind of notice, you know, that there's a rivalry going on, but, you know, there's also something else going on. You know, because he goes to her, and he's all like, you know, because they're both, like, student reps for their class, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're popular like that, you are. So, you know, He accidentally one day sees her, you know, in her leisure suit with her hair up in a messy bun.
Leisure.
Yeah, he sees her in her slob mode, and she's worried that he's going to go and spread it around at school, and she'd lose her appearance from school.
Her cred.
You know, and he kind of Yeah, and he like dangles it over her head, and at one point she's like doing all of his like homework and whatever.
Blackmail.
He's like, he's blackmailing her, and she's like, I can't believe he would do this. He's horrible. I would never, and he's like, I learned from the best, and he's like staring her down, and like he's actually kind of evil in the first few episodes of this, but he's all like, I just wanted to do it because I wanted to be able to talk to you, and this is the only way I thought I could do it, and she's all like, I don't understand what the deal is, and he's all like, well, fuck you. And then she's all like, what? And then she's like, oh my god. And then she gets home and she's like, I'm in love with Arima! And like, it's overly drawn out. It's exaggerated to like a degree in her mind.
Uh-huh.
So, and then you find out that he is also kind of, living up this appearance at school.
Well, uh-huh. Yeah, if the nicest guy in school starts blackmailing people, I think it's he's a little bit different than he seems.
But, well, they're doing it for different reasons. I mean, she's doing it personally because she wants to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, his family, like, tossed him out. His father and his mother abandoned him. Yeah, because I can speak.
Abandoned him?
Yeah. They left him.
So he's got abandonment issues?
Yeah, he does. And it's because apparently his father was, like, the black sheep of the family, and everyone talked down about him. I don't know. They didn't discuss what his father's blood type was. It's like the black sheep, and the whole family was like,
yeah, that would be an AB.
No product from that union would be worthwhile, and they're downing Arima. So he's got this inner conflict because he wants to be
successful.
He wants to be better than everyone automatically assumes that he is. That's why he works so hard with school. And that's why he makes sure that he's well-liked. He wants to be accepted. Not that anyone has
it. So they are doing it for the same reason, then.
Well, she doesn't have that house. She doesn't have that family strain.
The causes are different, but they're both looking for acceptance.
Yeah.
Which is what high school's all about.
Yeah.
And fuck high school. But stay in school.
Well, you can say that because you've been out of high school for how many years now?
High school fucking sucked, okay?
Oh! Anyway,
I didn't mean that as an age joke. None of us went to high school anymore.
She went to a really bad high school. But anyway.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a worse high school because I went to one of those rich people's...
Yeah.
I was Haruhi at Auron, and it sucked.
kind of like ditto.
Yeah.
Really?
I went to a private Catholic
school. Okay, guys, tangents.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tangent warning.
The tangent light's blinking. Somebody stop
it. I know it is. Hit the red button.
We're on a tangent about tangents.
I know.
That's how sad we are.
Getting to the point. Right. So they have the same goal, even though their causes were different. So they begin to form this bond. And at first, she doesn't want to admit that she's in love with them. So she's like, well, we're just friends. We're just friends. But we're always hanging out, but we're just friends. And I'm always thinking about him, but we're just friends. I don't know what he's... really thinking, even though he told me that he likes me. Uh-huh. So, and you see them progress, and because they have this friendship and this, later, like, love, she comes out of her shell. She begins, to be more active. She starts talking to more people. And at first you kind of see him opening up, too, but uh-huh. It's not to be. Because whenever it's raining, when it's really depressed, his mind goes back to, the fact that he's trying so hard to not be what people already think he is, like his family thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he always gets really bitchy. Like, I always call it the PMS episodes. Because, he got really bitchy. And he was just like, you just don't understand. And she was all like, but I want to understand. He's like, you'll never understand. Just don't bother. It's nothing. And I was like, oh my god, what a bitch. But anyway,
Wait. And he's a bitch or she's
he,
a bitch?
He.
Okay.
Because he's dealing with, his issues with his family, and she realizes that he's got this, this conflict, and she doesn't know how to approach him, so she just loves him, and they're going through the whole puberty thing, because, this is around the time.
Puberty's always fun.
It's like they show it, in the summer, and he goes off to this archery club thing for, up in the mountains for, 2 weeks, and he's like, I haven't heard from Arima in days. I wonder how he is. I wonder if he's gotten any taller. And when he comes back, he is. He's taller.
Well, no, that makes sense, because puberty is when people start shooting up.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's just...
Because I remember my junior high was three school systems in one. whereas I'd only been in one until then. And I remember walking in, though, my first day of junior high, and all the guys were, like, half my height. It was awful. But then they started shooting up by the time we got into high school.
I just love that you keep saying shooting up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so...
Not all of us go through spurts of growth during...
I was huge. I was like, 6 feet tall my whole life. I swear, I was born, like, 6 feet tall.
So, and there's... Mind you, they're in this relationship because they do eventually start going out. You know, and the tension to do something more is lingering. And it's lingering in both of them. So, you know, he's copped a feel a couple of times within these episodes. You know, and she wasn't like, no, but she was all like, I know, it's like, are we going to be doing this? I don't know. And, well, I really love him, but, I mean, the angst in this is like, you could, like, put it on bread and toast it. There's so much of it.
Is it like that Lisa cult jam song where they go, I wonder if I take you home?
Oh, my God. More or less. Yeah. More or less. So, I mean, and there's the one episode, you know, it finally happened. You know, he comes back from archery club, and she's like, oh, my God, he's gotten so tall, you know, taller. You know, and he's all like, she's so gorgeous, you know, and they go back to his place because it's raining and she has no umbrella, you know, and they do it. Literally, like, they go home, they're talking, like, you see their feet, but you never see them. And all of a sudden...
Well, yeah, because it's a shoujo. It's not something... Yeah. Sex doesn't usually show up in shoujo.
So, I mean, yeah, well, I mean, it was very tasteful. I was surprised, you know. No, by the end of it, she was just like, and she has this big beaming smile, and she's like, oh my God! I'm like, you know, and he's all like, it's like
typical romance style fashion.
Oh man, yeah. And it's like, we're so connected now, and you know, and you see it, like, from that point on, like, you see that connection with them, you see it brimming, and you see all their other friends that are all starting to, you know, go through the same kind of things. There was one guy who was really fat who, he moved, but then he transfers back, and he's, like, this really hot redhead guy, you know, and there's, like, this, like, you know, this, sports-loving tomboy girl who, like, used to protect him when he was fat, and he wanted to, like, you know, because she used to pick on him, too, you know, and he wanted to get back at her, so he was so glad that he bulked up, and he was all ready to do it, you know, but she...
And then they fall in love.
Yeah, he starts falling for her, you know, and then, you know, but this one guy in particular is always hanging around with Yukino, and Arima was jealous because he was worried that he would take Yukino away from him. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's got this dark, depressive, obsessive side to him that, you know, you see in several episodes, and you see it because when he's ever in these modes, you know, it's really dark colors, like dark blues and dark, deep reds, you know, mm-hmm. and his speech pattern changes also when he's getting into this mode, you know, and it's really funny because this one guy who's like, he flirts with Yukino, this one guy in particular, and you know, and he's just doing it to do it, like, there's nothing there because he knows that she's in love with Arima.
Yeah,
you know, and
is she aware, like, that he's flirting with her?
Yeah, she knows, but she doesn't think anything of it because he knows where she's gonna be.
Yeah, like, so they're just like the really close friends that are like play acting.
Yeah,
about it.
More or less. Yeah, you know, and you know, Arima kind of bitches out about it and whatever, and like, it's really, you know, these things that happen in life, you know, and you never think, you know, if my life was a comic book, like, how would certain things that I've done in the day be portrayed? I mean, it hit
home. You never
home.
Think that? Because I think that all the time.
Oh, I've never done that until I watched this, because I'm sitting there like, oh my God. I'm like, that is like, it felt so real, it felt so close to home, that I couldn't help but be amazed to it, because I only watched, like, maybe four episodes of this, and I went and bought all the DVDs.
No!
I didn't get... There's only four, bitch. Anyway.
Oh, it's one of those 13-episode ones? The short ones?
Yeah, it's short. It's short.
I hate that, because you always feel like there should be more.
Oh, the manga...
Because there usually is more. The manga's probably longer.
The mangas are a lot longer. There's 21 of them. Tokyo Pop releases them. Though it's not under his and her circumstances. It's, Karakano?
Karakano.
Kana. It's really hard to find all of them in the exact same place. Like, I was going to go and get the manga, and I went to three or four different bookstores, and there's always, like, 1, 2, 11, 15,
well, yeah, once,
21.
Once you hit, like, 10, it's hard to find them all in the same spot.
So, I mean...
Because I read... What do I read? I read Chronicle of the Cursed Sword and Dragon Knights, both of which have hit, like, 20 at this point, and it's impossible to see them all in one spot.
But, I mean, there's a lot of realness that comes into this, and... I really liked that. It really, It really put the correct spin on high school life. Because granted, you know, there is angst, but it wasn't overly dramatized. You didn't have any overly big boobed women walking around. You didn't have the dork with the glasses. I mean, they really put that human realism into it.
That's cool.
Out taking away from, yeah, you know, the fact that it's an anime.
Because even though high school is terrible, moment to moment, it wasn't that bad. It was the fact that we were all very hormonal and overreacted to everything.
And there's
high school fucking sucked, and you couldn't pay me enough money to go through it again.
And that's really funny, because in this series, you know, there are a couple of episodes where, you know, she's relaying back, you know, and like in the beginning, you know, you see her, she's very selfish. She's like, oh, it's all about me. And then in the middle,
and then
she's
grows
like,
up.
Yeah, and you see that, and you know, and then at one point at the end of the series, because mind you, there's more manga than the series. At one point, she's like, well, I know eventually, you know, me and Arma aren't going to be together. So you're kind of thinking when you're watching it, you're like, oh, crap, she's going to break up with Arma. He's going to get depressed. He's going to slit his wrists. And, like, because he's more founded in her than she is of him. So she can let go.
So she's not as dependent as he is.
That's right. And you
see
that.
Well, he's got abandonment issues. So, of course, he's not going to take her dumping him very well.
Mm-hmm. No. But they never show that in the series, but you can feel it. You're like, oh my god, he's more attached to her.
Well, yeah,
than
it's
she
high school romance. How often does that last forever?
Well, you'd be surprised how sometimes it does.
No, I'm being like in general. My parents, my mom married her best friend's older brother.
Oh, see, well then.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a nice break from the kind of plots and things that go on in animes that sell off the shelves.
Yeah.
Like, it was a nice break from that.
Cool.
I liked it.
Cool.
So, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. I mean, there's a lot of funny things that are going on too, but it's just done in such a tasteful way that I can't ignore it.
Cool.
So,
yeah. I'd agree with that. I don't usually like the straight-up drama. There's gotta be something interesting about it, like fairies or sex changes or something interesting beyond the normal drama for me to get
How
into
about
a series.
Homosexual incest, does that work for you?
I was actually thinking cross-dressing. I didn't mean sex changes. But you know what I mean. You know, just something, like the
explosions
or something.
And
I didn't,
in this series,
none of
actually.
That happened, and I still liked it. So, it's a good series. It holds
it
its own.
Is.
Good. Glad to hear it. So does that mean I get the mic back so I can do the closing business now?
Yeah, you can have it here.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to have to grab some of this manga. Do you have it? Because I would like to read some.
Of Karakano?
Mm-hmm.
No. I only have the series. Anime. On DVD, so I can stream.
I will have to borrow that then, because I actually am interested in that. Because I find that a lot of anime that I'm actually getting exposed to right now is not holding my interest. And this sounds like it would.
Okay, I said I'd lend you something earlier, and I don't remember what it was.
Fushigi Yugi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've got both the Serio and the Suzaku boxes, which is like 6 discs and like hundreds of episodes.
Oh, you're so
lucky!
Yeah.
And then I have a supplement. I have, what was the other one? The one where she goes back after. I don't have the OVA. I don't have the OVA. I've got the other one.
Ikuden. I have Ikuden.
Yeah. That one, oh my god, that's so cute.
It was good. I liked it. I have that.
It was like, oh my god, he's a baby. That's awesome.
Spoiler.
Okay. Oh my god, he's a baby. That's it. That's not a spoiler. I never said who. I never said if he wasn't a baby before.
I anyway.
Never said whose kid he was.
Whose kid is this? It sure ain't mine.
Okay. Who left a baby in the coat room?
Oh, shit on the goats.
Does Sorry. That answers that question.
Okay. All right, Ninja, you can talk us out or what?
I'm trying. What do you want me to do? All right, remember, people, you gotta hit us up on the website, www.lechisisterhood.com. There's more stuff like this on the website, so check it out. Or if you need the short address because you're, oh, I don't know, hungover from not coming in until 4 o'clock in the morning, you can...
Like someone we don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we know anybody like that, but if we did...
I hate you.
You can just go to ESH...
Oh, seems Panda might
relate
to that story a bit.
Business. Really. You can go to our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address gets you to the same place, people. So put it in your browser, bookmark the site, check out the podcast, subscribe to it in iTunes. I don't say this enough. Subscribe to the podcast. That way, you just turn on your iTunes Monday morning and get your new episode and be like, yeah, ESH goodness, whee! And you don't have to remember to do it. Other than that?
The options to tell it to keep all of them. Because it kept deleting my old episodes before I changed the options.
Yeah, make sure that you don't get rid of an episode before you've actually listened to it, because then you just have to go and re-download it again. And bandwidth, it costs money. Other than that, just keep checking in with us. You could win candy or t-shirts.
Or manga.
Or manga. And who knows what else you could win.
Or me as a prom date!
Don't even say that shit. Don't. I do not want to get the emails. Oh my god! Can Pandalicious just take me to the prom?
Oh god.
Will you go to prom with me?
And dance.
With that, I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
Yep.
Yeah, toasty. Me too.
And I don't know about you ladies, but I'm hungry as hell, so I'm just going to toast that toast up, like, real quick, because I just need to eat it, because I'm, like, hungry and shit.
I had a granola bar a few minutes ago, so I'm good.
Okay, good. I'll eat your toast. Panda?
I'm eating popcorn as we speak.
Yeah, I so. Thought
I'm
so.
I'm eat my toast.
Look.
You're eating what as we speak?
Popcorn. You couldn't tell that she was eating?
Yeah. I could tell she was eating something, just not what it was.
Popcorn.
You totally can't have my toast, though. Because just because I had a granola bar doesn't mean I'm not still
hungry. You're not going to eat it. Look, if
you can have my toast.
I'm going to have a cinnamon raisin bagel. That's what I'm going to have. So you can have my toast. Go ahead.
Yeah, cool. It works for me. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we're out.
And we're out.
Out.